Hey, Holocult. We want to take the time today to shout out our friends and fellow Red Circle creators, 13 Podcast. If you're into creepy fictional stories, audio dramas, you definitely want to tune in and check them out. They release spooky stories on the 13th of the month. They're long-form, character-driven stories, atmospheric and spooky design, sound and scores. They're basically kind of like a horror movie for your ears. I know Kyle's a big fan of audio drama and horror fiction.
I am a big fan of story podcasts. It's always my go-to when I'm working around the house, whether that be cleaning or even driving. I have a lot of window time, so I get a lot of these done. I just enjoy it so much, being lost in all the stories. And it's literally like a movie for your brain while you're doing and getting other things done. It's the best way to go about your day.
So if you like creepy houses, haunted forests, shadow figures in the night, what lurks around that dark corner, you're going to want to check out 13. Less Friday the 13th, more Haunting of Hill House. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be terrified. That's 13, the word, not the number. Search it wherever you're listening. That's 13. T-H-I-R-T-E-E-N. Go check them out. Show them some love.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your host. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
Happy Monday, Hollow Cult. We are still in the beginning phases of 2024, and it is turning out to be a wild one.
It's definitely crazy.
Let me tell you. Today, we're going to go kind of off the cuff here. We don't really have we have a topic, but we haven't really written anything down. We don't really have a script we're going off of or any kind of notes. We're just going to wing it. It's a topic that's been on everybody's mind, and we're just going to kind of travel down the path and see where it takes us. We're going to start off with the Miami aliens, the mall aliens.
So
me and Kyle are going to just kind of give our thoughts on that and see where it takes us.
Well, it's a big topic, man. Everybody's touching on it currently.
Yep. I know we talked about it on the night shift a little bit, but we've kind of held back and we're just going to kind of let it roll. But before we get to that, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit, search up Holosky. That's H-O-L-O-S-K-Y. And you will find us there. Come join us. Bring your scary encounters. Bring your paranormal weirdness and join the Holo Cult, because that's the cool thing to do. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like for us to feature on our Thursday show, Kyle was shopping in the mall and a 10-foot shadow being stepped through a portal and handed him a note with some information you're going to want.
He did, and that information is going to be, if you have a story that you would love for us to talk about on the show, because we would love that, you can send that over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can also call or text the holophone, which is 618-556-0837. You can send us cool shit to Hollow Sky Podcast, P.O. Box 145, Fielden, Illinois, 62031. All of this and the links to everything is in our show notes, so you don't have to write it down if you don't want to, but definitely check it out, and it'll get you where you need to be.
Which is right here with the Hollow Cult.
That's right.
Send us some cursed stuff. You know, haunted stuff, possessed stuff, Ouija boards, stuff like that. You know, it's cool. We want it. Just what we do. If you'd like to support the show, plenty of ways you can do it. You can check out our Patreon, where we got extra content, a whole bunch of stuff over there. You can just go look and see what's up. We got a Venmo if you want to throw some pocket change in there to support all our bad habits. We appreciate it. Our doctors probably don't, but...
it is what it is.
Who asked them?
You know? All my stuff has recently come back great, so...
see?
Sucks Kyle to suck.
Is using the Venmo to better himself.
That's right.
I'm using it to buy monsters.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You know? Yin and yang.
That's the story of life.
True. True. That's what makes this podcast the top end of mediocre, is that we're that different.
Not smart. And not smarter.
Also not good at what we do. So
there you go.
We also have the website. Yeah, you can go to the website, the merch page. We got a bunch of Hollow swag over there. You can go check out and rep the cult. Stickers, hats, shirts, all sorts of good stuff over there. Goodies.
Yeah, keep them ears warm. We got some stocking caps there.
Yeah.
They're mint.
What do our Canadian brethren in the north call them? Toques? Toques?
I don't know.
Yeah, come get some. Come get some.
That's right.
I did look into getting some custom 5950 flat bills made, but they are too expensive for our liking.
Yeah, you'll have that.
I had one put together, and all I had embroidered on the front was Hollow Sky, and on the back said Colt, and it was $95 not shipped. So we're going to have to expand the Hollow Colt a little bit before we can put them bad boys out. The best thing you can do is share us word of mouth, tell all your friends, share the shows on social media, just keep it running. Me and Kyle, being responsible big boys, and we put together a little bit of goals we want to hit in 2024, and that involves expanding the Hollow Cult in many different ways. So any help we can get is definitely much appreciated.
Definitely.
We also love it when you leave us a 5-star rating and review. Go to wherever you listen to your podcasts, search us up, leave us a 5-star rating and review, and I will find it and I will shout you out. Today's 5-star rating and review comes to us from our friend Angry Nemesis. I'm glad the Angry Nemesis is on our side and not against us.
I was waiting for a bad one.
Because with that name being said, it says, really love the show. 5 stars. It feels like you're hanging out with buddies talking paranormal topics. They find stories that aren't well known, so you get to listen to something new and interesting, quickly becoming my favorite podcast. Keep it up, guys. Angry Nemesis, you don't sound that angry.
Yeah.
You're definitely not a nemesis.
A little bit of love in there.
Yeah. We appreciate you.
Very much.
We're glad you're digging the show. Glad you're hanging out with us. That's what it's all about. We're just two guys traveling this paranormal road with all of you. Except that we talk about it.
That's exactly what Hollow Sky is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I also want to touch on, this is our main show, being Monday. Tomorrow, our night shift recap will release. Wednesday, you can catch us at 8 p.m. on YouTube and Facebook Live, where we do our live show. And Thursday, our listener experience show will drop. So, if you're navigating the waters of Hollow Sky, that should help you out a little bit.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to tinker around and try to get it on Instagram too. It's a little bit more of a process, so that might be a learning curve there, but it should happen eventually. Because apparently that's an option now.
I did see that. I tried to mess with it like 5 minutes before the show happened.
Yeah, I think so. You have to like do them both separate. So it's kind of intricate for my small blue-collar mind, but...
course, they don't make it easy.
I can figure it out. I figured out a lot of other dumb stuff, so what's one more?
True. Okay, so let's dive into this mall incident here we have going on. I'm sure by this point we're a little late to the game in talking about it since we talked about it on a couple Night Shift episodes, but...
Fashionably late.
Yeah, yeah. That way everybody's already formed an opinion. We can come in here and they can tell us how wrong we are.
That's exactly it.
So, January 1st of this year, right? The news started to pop off with this gigantic police presence at the Bayside Outdoor Mall in Miami. Once we started seeing the snippets from the news, initially what I saw was that it was a active pow-pow response. Because there were probably...
They reported 60 vehicles.
Yeah, I've seen 60 to 100 police vehicles in front of this mall. When you see that video, which I'm sure you have, I've shared it on social medias, it is a absolutely monstrous police response. Like, I know there have been other mass casualty situations that I've seen go down. Unfortunately, that's kind of a part of American culture now, that didn't have anywhere near the police response that this did.
Right.
The only thing, like the first thing that pops into my mind is the 9/11 response. Like, there were that many cars in one central location.
Right.
It was nuts. The initial story coming out was that there were some unruly teenagers, some gangs of teenagers, just kind of running amok throughout the mall. I don't know if they were like breaking into stores, or then we heard a report of them lighting off fireworks with it being the first of the year and such.
Yeah, that's what I heard, is that they were looting stores. And I heard that initially what got the cops called was gunshot reports, but that turned into kids were actually shooting fireworks at people, which is whatever, which isn't that surprising with teens. You know, teens would definitely do something not smart like that.
And it's the first of the year. Like, there are people shooting off fireworks here, and I live in a town of 300 people.
Right.
But you know what I didn't see? Any fucking cop cars.
Valid point.
None, yeah.
Valid point. Apparently, the cops on scene were having a hard time containing the situation, because there was rumored to be about 50 some odd kids taking part in this. So then I have it from Miami police officer Rafael Horta. He reports that at this point they declared what they call a citywide three, which apparently calls every officer in the city to this location, which is why, quote unquote, you would see such a huge police presence at the mall. Like I said, you have official channels saying that at first it was the gunshots, then it was the fireworks, then it's these kids looting businesses. Then I've read reports where they were actually attacking people. This swarm of kids was beating people up or shooting fireworks at them, whatever the case may be. And that's the official reason that all the police showed up in that location. But the way I view it is, I mean, I'm not from the area, so I don't know. I don't know the layout. Because, like, so for Steve and I, we live next to St. Louis. Well, St. Louis is broke into separate little counties across St. Louis, right? So is Miami the same way? Because when we think of Miami, we think of Miami as a whole.
Yeah, like a big city.
Right. And so you could imagine the amount of police officers that would respond to one location. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that is a shitload of police officers. Or is it just all the police officers in said county of Miami?
Yeah, because Miami's a pretty large town, right? Let's look up the population here.
And what I'm getting at is, like, wow, I know 50 kids rioting is a lot, but does it require, you know, upwards to 100 squad cars?
Yeah.
Was there not that much going on in Miami that night that everybody's like, eh? Because I know sometimes, you know, cops get bored and their buddy gets a call and they're like, well, I'm gonna go and help him out. You know, I got nothing else going on, which is understandable. I'm not knocking it.
I was looking up the population in 2021. Miami had about 440,000. In comparison to St. Louis City, this doesn't include the metropolitan area, but St. Louis City has about 300,000. So it's about
it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, about 1.5, 1.5 times as big as St. Louis. But it is a massive police response. If you have 160 to 100 police cars and ambulances there, that are not ambulances, but first responders or firefighters, police, whatever. It is a massive response, which makes you wonder, like, if Miami's anything like St. Louis, there's crime going on every single day, especially on the first of the year, where, if you're anywhere near St. Louis City on the first of the year, you don't know if it's fireworks or if it's gunshots.
Oh, 100%. You know what I
mean? So you would think putting off that much manpower for kids running amok in the mall...
Well, the only thing that makes sense is that everybody was under the impression that it was a shooting.
And I also, but you know, on the flip side of that, there was a shooting at St. Clair Square in Fairview. They shot the front of the mall out. And I don't remember seeing a police response close to that.
Well, I don't know, man. And we know that I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. Everywhere responds to these threats differently. And that's about the best I can come up with.
I also heard rumblings that it came across scanners as a terrorist alert, which would...
That would definitely put a pep in step.
I mean, that would up the response.
It would take priority over anything else. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that kind of made sense. But once you hear the official response that it's just a bunch of teenagers... And they said they ended up arresting 4. So you have 160 to 100 police units responding to arrest 4 teenagers. The response to the outcome does not seem to fit to me, I guess.
And it's another one of them situations too, where I feel like being a person clears a lot of this up if it is what they say it is. So if I was the one being interviewed and I was asked about why so many police officers showed up and why so little was done, i.e. arrests, I would have said, well, listen, you have to understand. We were all under the impression that it was a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
So that's why everything got dropped and we all came rushing, because obviously, that's something we want to take care of immediately. It takes precedence over anything in the city. And that's also why there wasn't this big reward at the end of it, so to speak, of, you know, this glory. It is what it is. We were under the impression that it was this. It turns out that it was this. We did our jobs the best we could do. It just is what it is. I don't know what else to tell you at this point.
It's better to be overprepared and show up.
That's exactly it.
And have it be less than. I understand that. From there, you start to get a little trickle of videos of the unruly kids, teenagers, coming out of shows. There was one man getting beaten by a group of teenagers. And there was very little video evidence of what went on. Turns out that the video that I saw of the teenagers beating up the guy wasn't from the mall at all.
And that's what I was trying to say on Tony's Live the other day, is that whether it's the same situation or not, but the media likes to play these little games where they'll have stored footage from something else, or they'll just acquire footage from a different... Could have been even a different city for all I know. I'm not from Miami. I don't know what everything looks like. and they run with this. It is usable content because it happened during the CVID, right? Whenever we had news footage of the hospitals being overrun. And then people were like, well, that's video from some, that's not even the same place. Like, what are you doing here? We're reusing shit. And it just shows the level of deception that they'll take to whether it's, and I'm not saying it's this or that, but it makes you wonder, are they just trying to deceive us? Or are they, because they work in an environment where clicks and attention is their revenue.
Oh, yeah.
So are they also just trying to hurry up and jump on the story, even though they don't have proper footage? 100%. They're just running with that footage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's media to a T.
Right. So you have to take that in consideration, too. You can't just automatically be like, nope, it's they're running deception tactics. It's this, that, and I'm just throwing out as many options as I can currently, because whereas my brain is naturally going to go the way that it does, I'm also capable of entertaining other circumstances.
Critical thought.
yeah. I guess that's a valid point. But yeah, that's just kind of my take on what's being presented currently.
So after this official statement, well, not even after, almost immediately while this is going on, while the police response is going on, we start to get videos on social media. First, it was of the police response. People from apartment buildings around saying, this is the largest police response we have ever seen. We've ever seen in Miami. Guys are out there like, man, there have been shootings that haven't had police response like this. Something right. Big is going down at this mall. Then you start hearing inklings that there are entities being seen in the mall.
Which is a huge left turn.
Yes.
From terrorism or just kids being crazy and doing dumb shit.
Yes. You have.
So it's a hard, I mean, it's a damn U-turn in the road.
You have people inside the mall saying that there are 7 to 10 foot tall shadow-like beings, humanoid beings, inside the mall. Some are saying they're going after people. Some are saying they are essentially portaling from one area of the mall to the next. Some are saying that they are in the mall almost like they don't know where they're at. Like, they're not supposed to be there. They're not even paying attention to the people in the mall.
I heard an account where these things were just staring at people.
Yeah, I heard that too. Like almost like they were confused as to where they were. So you start getting creators on TikTok and on X, not creators, but people who were there coming forward with their accounts of these beings, right? There was one man, again, I said that he saw these things. And he said that they were essentially, as they were moving down the corridors of this mall, they would disappear and then they'd reappear and then they'd disappear and then they'd reappear, almost like they were using some sort of portal technology.
That's creepy.
Or some sort of interdimensional technology to move itself in and out and as to how it moved.
Which, I'm going to entertain it. I'm going to entertain this situation with the claims. But something like that, okay? Everybody, imagine seeing that take place in a corridor in front of you, in the direction that you're walking. You were walking into this corridor, and all of a sudden this entity appears in front of you, and then it starts to flicker in and out, and it gets closer and closer to you. 90% of people, I will put a paycheck on this, 90% of people are going to be super afraid, super confused, and they are probably going to make the justification that this thing was in a away attacking them. They're going to use the word, the verbiage attacking, and they're going to, it's going to, you're going to feel threatened. And it may not have been, it may not have been attacking. It may just been just as confused as you, but you also have to, I mean, it'd be like me and Steve out in the woods and a grizzly bear started walking towards us.
I'm getting the fuck out of there.
That's what I'm saying, right? You're going to be scared thinking that this thing is looking at you like dinner. So you have to allow your mind that may, because there, it is concerning whenever there's multiple reports coming through where they're all stating different scenarios. But if you put yourself in those people's shoes, you may understand a little bit more as to what's actually going on.
Yeah, I also saw a few reports that these beings were being reported to officers before the quote unquote riot took place.
Bro, imagine getting one of those 911 calls.
Dude, it immediately reminds me of the Vegas encounter that happened earlier this year.
Yeah.
Where the cops got a call about an alien and his partner's like, "Yeah, I just saw something zoom across the sky."
Yep.
But to circle back around to what Kyle, to the statement Kyle was making about people running, if you saw these and you start to scatter in a mall full of people, what is everybody else going to do, especially in today's America? They're going to start running. And that immediately looks like something is going down in the mall.
Well, and to be fair,
and people are going to start calling.
To jump on that, to piggyback, what's going to be the number one assumption that something's happening? If everybody's taking off running in front of you, what are you going to assume is happening up there?
Yeah. You're going to,
yeah, exactly. Yep. 100% every day.
Yep. And once a few people start running, everybody's going to be running.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
That can easily get misconstrued for some sort of upheaval or riot in the mall when you have a bunch of people running out of the stores, taking off through the stores.
Yeah, that's a good point, because if I was in there with my family and I saw everybody in front of me taking off running, I'm turning around and running out with my family. Yep. I'm not, because my brain is going to think, active shooter is up ahead of us somewhere. Fuck this. We're getting out of here. I don't care if it's a dude with a baseball bat up there. Whatever it is.
Yep. That's going to be your immediate around, response.
Yeah. Out. Done.
You start to get other accounts from people as the time passes. First, there was footage outside of all of the police response. And in the footage, there is, in front of the mall, it's essentially got three cop cars, like almost corridored around it. What looks like a giant humanoid. If you compare it to the police cars, it's pretty massive walking out in front of the mall. Of course, official reports came back that none of them are the same. You heard that it's three people walking in tandem, and that's why it looks so big.
I saw that it was just a person walking, and all the lights in the area are what cast a shadow, and that's what got caught.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, it is something moving. It's something walking out 100%. In front. And if there is 100 police cars parked out in front, you're just going to stroll along the front of this mall, you would think they'd have it all shut down. There was also reports of police running with flashlights around the alleys of the mall, also chasing this thing, which you can kind of see in some of the footage, them moving back and forth. There were reports of weird shadows on the outside. And then you start getting reports of other people from inside the mall. I saw a report of another man that was in. He said he was on an upper level looking down, and there was a group of these teenagers standing kind of off to the side, and he said one of them had a box. He said it looked like a stereo or like a microwave, and he said it kind of got him curious because they were looking for somewhere to plug this thing in. And he said he could kind of overhear them talking about whether or not they should fire this thing up. And one of them's like, "No, it's going to be fine. Nothing's going to happen. Just plug it in." He said when it did, this thing started to flicker and flash.
What the fuck?
And
I did not hear this.
Yeah. It started to flicker and flash, which there are some videos that show kind of like it's police footage, but you see it almost like an electrical flicker.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Off to the side. And this guy said that when they plugged it in, it started to push forward some sort of like almost electrical field. He couldn't describe it very well, but he said it was like flashing and flickering, which brought a bunch of other teenagers over to see what it was doing. But then it got so powerful, whatever kid was holding it set it on the ground, and the teenagers started to move back. So he thought it was some sort of, he didn't know what it was, essentially, some sort of device. He didn't know if it was going to blow up. He didn't know what the hell it was going to do. So he was gathering his family, and he said when he turned back around, all the flickering almost, he said it was kind of like a Doctor Strange portal. And as he turned around to leave, he saw the upper half of a humanoid form, a head, a shoulders, and a foot coming through this thing.
I did hear that the kids may have been responsible for opening portals. I didn't hear this section of the story, but it does make me wonder. Once again, I'm going to entertain this and run down it. A couple things. Maybe them kids are crazy smart and they built something they're not supposed to build. It's possible. Or, throw this out here. Not saying that it's related, but as an example, whenever it's happened before, whenever riots take place, you'll magically find piles of bricks on the corners.
I didn't think about that.
What if, hear me out, what if somebody was like, yo, dude, go plug this in. It's wicked.
Check out this new stereo.
Yeah, it's dope.
Check out this new firework I got you.
I'll give you $200 if you go next to the mall and plug this in. I'd never heard this shit, and it has to be something like that, right? It has to be. Assuming this is actually the case, you know, that I have clearly 100% seen video footage of people trying to clout chase the event, claiming they were there, and I can promise you, some of them are 100% lying. I can tell by watching the video they're liars. But some of them, on the other hand, are a little bit more convincing and harder for me to dissect. And I haven't seen any footage on what Steve's talking about. This is the first time I've heard it. But boy, oh boy, does it make the brain a fun place to be right now.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. Just it either being produced to the kids or it being left there for the kids to find. There's also some other videos of these tall shadow entities moving down the corridor or the mall. Me and Kyle just watched one. It's shaky. It's all over the place. But, I mean, it's definitely something that's well taller than the humans that are moving away from it. From there, you hear that these entities, if you go down the path that these entities are pursuing and attacking people, that's when people came forth saying that they saw people in the mall using firearms to try to fend off whatever these things were. Those were the shots that were coming out, were people that were strapped trying to get at these things before they could get at anybody else.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's horrifying, actually.
Yeah. And
I don't like that.
Especially if it's spun in this web where they're like, no, nothing happened. My thing is I got a bunch of theories.
Well, which, not to jump too far ahead, but they a lot of air traffic was halted.
Oh yeah, around that day.
There were reports of blackouts.
Yep, we got reports. I don't know if they're confirmed or not. I've heard both ways. People in Miami saying that their power was shut down. A lot of internet went down the next day across all of North America. I know Canada was hit hard. I saw online. Miami had internet outages of all sorts of stuff hit. Also, they said that a lot of the air traffic was shut down, which if it was a terrorism report, I could kind of see that. But Miami's a pretty big hub of people coming in and out. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah, when you think of Florida, you think of Miami.
Yeah, that's a lot of money getting shut down.
For sure.
If that were the case. So my brain is also going toward. It goes a bunch of different ways. You're hearing all this. Where are we at? So that the fireworks could have been people responding with firearms at these creatures, right?
Yeah.
From there, you get people coming forward saying that as they're leaving the mall, the police officers are stopping them, confiscating their phones, and deleting any video footage that they had.
That's not the first time we've heard this. I know it was a way different story, way different circumstance, but we did it. Been a while back. I couldn't even tell you what episode it was, but I do recall a Thunderbird attack that took place with a group of teens that were in California. They were swimming in a pool or whatnot. They got away, yada, yada, yada. One of them didn't make it. But I do the same thing whenever the police got there. Now, it wasn't the police that did it. It was an unmarked vehicle that ended up coming out. But they took all the kids' phones and deleted all of the footage.
I do remember that.
They watched the footage first,
yep.
And then they watched the footage in front of the kids, and then they deleted all of the footage.
Yep. Which, I mean...
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Playing devil's advocate is a prime example why they don't have any footage of the creatures. It's also a prime example why they don't have any footage
of the riot.
Of the kids
running
amok inside the mall.
100%.
I mean, look, we live in a society of CCTV. You are recorded everywhere. You cannot tell me there were not cameras inside that mall.
Or adjacent buildings.
Or on every single police officer and in every single fucking cop car that pulled up there.
Also a valid point.
You could put this to bed.
That's another thing with being a fucking human is you are a normal person. You just go, you guys think it's an alien. You're dumb. Here's the video to prove it from 100 different body cams.
Put it to bed.
Or cruisers. You know, cruisers have cameras.
Yep. Put it to bed. You have 100 cars there. You have 100 different cameras. You have 100 body cameras on all there. There may be more than 100 police there.
Don't go to the media and say fucking LOL.
Yeah. Put it to bed. Done. Nobody's talking about it anymore. But there's not.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
There's no footage from inside.
No.
There's no footage from inside any of the stores. The only footage that's been put forward is not around the mall and from people videotaping from above the mall. Up in apartment buildings. So that's sus to me. When you could easily put rumors like this to bed right off the rip, why don't you do it? You put out all this manpower. Yeah. You spend all this money to respond. And the only thing you can say, like NBC News says, aliens at Miami Mall. Police say, LOL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get bent. One.
All right.
So logically, you know, I just had a brain fart. I knew where my brain was going. Now I don't.
The aliens wiped it.
It's sidetracked.
There's a bunch I've been thinking about.
As far as putting it to bed. Why the police wouldn't, let's say they had the footage, but they're not. Logically, well, we're going to assume they have it. Logically, they're not going to put it to bed for two reasons that I can think of. A, they don't have the footage, period, the end. B, which I could see, because a lot of people with authority do this shit, but they power trip, right? They're going to go, we don't have to show you guys shit. All right, we're up here, you're down there, we'll tell you what we need to tell you. Or, you know, prime example, the dude doing the interview. I'm a police officer, I'm telling you it didn't happen, therefore, it didn't happen. Take my word for it, I'm above you.
Yep.
Get bent. logically, that's where my brain goes as possible examples of why they wouldn't just put it to bed. Because like Steve said, this is the prime way. Just do it. Just go, no, this is not, this is clear disinformation. Stop doing this to yourself.
Yeah, here it is. Shut up.
That's what I would do if I was the chief of police or the whomever the hell is in charge down there. I would be like, just put it to bed. Just do it.
Even furthermore.
And not to mention, what's it going to hurt anyways?
Yeah, even furthermore, as far as CCTV goes and body cams, every person has a cell phone. Kids can't get in a fight at high school without there being 18 videos put up on social media.
Absolutely.
You've got 50 kids running through smashing a mall up. You know there were people videos taping it. You know they're world starring that shit.
Yep. But it doesn't work if it gets confiscated and deleted.
How many people videotape? Like if you want to put the alien, the shadow entities, the portal walkers to bed, show video footage of them running amok through the mall.
And yeah.
End of story. Done.
And I'll guarantee there's at least a video out there of the police arresting the kids.
Yeah. Show it. Then some of the people that came forward start to recant their stories, right?
Yeah, because that's not suspect.
Yeah. The one guy that was talking about him portaling in and out said, you know what? I'm not even from Miami. I just got on here. It was chasing clout, putting it up. I said, this sounds an awful lot like our friend that was on the airplane that saw the entity that wasn't real.
Yeah.
That woman was scared when that video came out. She was afraid.
Didn't she disappear for a while too? Like people were trying to find her and they couldn't find her.
And she came out and did a big media run where she's like, nah, she's like, I just got in a disagreement and this, that, and the other. I'm like, that's not how that happens.
Yeah.
When you get in a disagreement with somebody and you're not,
that motherfucker's not real.
Yeah. You're not just on a different plane, not airplane, but like plane of life on some hallucinogenics. That's not the route you're going to go. Right.
Right.
So I thought that was sus too. The people are starting to recant their stories, which is typical of this kind of thing. So I got my brain turning as to what could possibly have sparked, say this is real. Let's go the route that these aliens are real. Because if it's the writer and the teenagers, that's fine. Show us proof.
And that's bottom line, like you said, it's that simple.
Yeah.
Put it to bed.
Because
get rid of it.
Apparently this happened. There was an uproar of teenagers in 2022 at the same mall on New Year's shooting off fireworks, and there was not the same police response.
That's interesting.
Wasn't even close.
That's interesting.
So we're gonna go down the route that these are aliens, interdimensional beings, because that's Congress's new hot button word, which makes me feel weird. But we have the massive solar flares that have been happening, right?
I'm glad you brought this up.
Could that have been some sort of trigger that either thinned the veil or sent these things to maybe check in on us, check in on our technologies, because that's the first thing that's supposed to be affected? Like, that's a massive dose of, I guess, radiation headed our way to our planet that hit our planet almost exactly the same time.
I also saw, which is all valid points, 100%. But I also saw, and I would like input on this because I'm not smart, news people speaking about this and stating that these solar flares could cause a massive shutdown of the internet.
Mm. Which could have been what happened in Canada.
Well, here's the deal. If it works like an EMP, like I'm under the impression that it does, not to say that there aren't scientific things that I don't know, because there definitely is. However, if it works like an EMP, therefore it should affect more than just the internet. I find it very ironic that somehow a solar flare with no intelligence has the ability to home in on just the internet.
I heard that it also knocks out satellites.
But not all internet satellite.
Yeah, that's weird.
As far as I know.
Going back to the solar flare, according to the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center, it peaked at 21:55 December 31st Eastern Time. So directly before this happened.
That's interesting.
It's the largest, strongest X-class solar flare in 6 years. Could that have had something to do with whatever went down in the mall? I'm not saying they're in correlation.
That's possible.
But you, I mean, could it have thinned some sort of veil? Maybe. I just thought that the timeline there was very interesting. I also stumbled upon...
But to be fair, there were like a ton of... there have been in the past weeks a ton of UFO videos coming out of Florida, right? You know, the sky's looking all crazy down there. I saw a dude, I don't know if it was real or not, I saw a dude who claims to have videoed a damn city off in the ocean that was never there before. All types of weird shit has been coming out of Florida, which just adds to the mystery, adds to the talking points.
I also stumbled across this that I'm not saying it has anything to do with it, but the timeline is strange. From December 28th, 2023, again, that's 3 days before the mall incident happened, to January 31st, 2024, there is a overflying prohibited, like you cannot fly aircraft. It says, attention, all aircraft operating in the vicinity of Kwajalein Atoll, which is in the Marshall Islands. For your safety, overflight of the island north of runway is prohibited. This is considered a hazardous area with the potential for loss of life. All arrivals and departures make south traffic only to avoid extreme radiation hazards. Contact the base, yada, yada, yada. So where my brain goes with this is, could it be some kind of nuke testing? Absolutely. Could it be some kind of radiation leakage? Absolutely. But it seems that whenever we have some sort of nuclear test, nuclear detonation, it is almost like a beacon to these things to come in and check shit out.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
100%.
So it's odd that this goes down and then this pops up. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Also, just a side note here. Why the fuck, if it is a test, why the fuck are we still testing nukes? I thought we were past that point.
Dude, I don't know. This says, a critical notam, which is note to all airmen warning, has been issued to the airmen of the Kwajalein Atoll in the Marshall Islands. The notice states, attention all aircraft operating in the vicinity of Kwajalein Islands for your safety. Overflight of the island north of the runway is prohibited due to hazardous conditions that pose a potential risk of life. Please contact the base operations within 50 nautical miles of the atoll. That's a big radius.
Well, for sure.
A big target Huge. Area.
And the fact that they word it as possible loss of life and stay south.
You can't even
from
fly,
extreme
you
radiation.
Can't even fly over top. Like,
what does that mean? Like
commercial planes fly
fuck?
Like 5 fucking miles in the air.
Right. It's like, what the fuck? Like, why?
I mean,
what happened that causes outside of a damn nuclear warhead
Godzilla?
Going off? Well, yeah, that's true.
But I mean, the world is in kind of chaos and turmoil as far as like,
oh yeah,
inching towards war.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if we were testing them out there again.
We could be. We could. I just feel like realistically, we should be past the point of testing nuclear warheads out, because A, everybody on the planet is going to know you tested a nuke. And B, I mean, we've already tested them before. So what the fuck's the point?
Yeah. But I thought maybe that was a beacon that kind of, I don't know what it has to do with Miami, but it's strange. We also had the woman that posted the coordinates of the mall. If you reverse the coordinates of the mall, it takes you to the middle of Antarctica and somewhere close to that strange Antarctic base that we were talking about not too long ago, which is probably a coincidence.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are the odds of that's a coincidence?
But also pretty fucking weird.
It is weird. It's definitely weird. I'm not saying I'm sold on that, but it's definitely fucking weird.
Did you say you saw one where if you...
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't remember how he flipped it, but he flipped them. Again, in a certain way, and it went to just outside the North Pole.
Santa Claus.
So it took to two separate poles, which is it's interesting to say the least.
I told you Santa was an entity.
I believed you.
My brain also went down a couple other theories that I feel like are worth talking about. What if, let's say, the initial story of the kids, the teenagers and gangs or whatever running amok did happen, but that collective conglomeration of negativity either manifested in these entities, which you hear that these things feed off negativity, and they just came in and made themselves clear, made themselves known. Could that be the case? Could that be a possible case?
I think it's just as plausible as the fact that they just showed the fuck up.
Because, I mean, that's a big deal. We see America's in turmoil anyway. And when you see stuff like this, you know, like, opinions are heated and there's a lot of negativity surrounding it. So it wouldn't be that far-fetched to think that maybe the negativity and just the whole demeanor could have manifested these things.
Right. Another side note, while I'm thinking about it, another ironic thing of the situation, and you could say what you want. I know there's going to be combating opinions about this. I am under the belief system that if I have an internet page, I should be able to post whatever the fuck I want on it. You know, right? Freedom is a fickle thing. It awards some people who don't deserve it. It's just the way that it goes. But when you go looking for this incident, all you see are news channels reporting on it, and it'll say the same shit, essentially. Starts off as alien invasion, turns into kids getting arrested, yada, yada, yada. It's slowly being kind of scrubbed from all the prime channels. Like, there's not even anything that you can find, at least that I found. Not that I'm the best internet searcher, but of someone posting their own version of it, of saying, no, here is the evidence backing the fact that this is aliens in the damn mall. And I feel like in the world that we live today, like, it shouldn't be hard for me to find an article that was written by somebody sure. that says, no, it was 100% aliens. But you can't find it. And it's getting like that with a lot more subjects, not just this. So it's just because for me, the best way to sift through the truth is to allow both sides to compete, right? You have to give everybody, because when you just shit stomp the other side, well, it makes a logical person go,
that's well, weird.
Yeah, like, why don't they get a say in? Like, let me hear what they have to say. And if by the end of it, I think they're crazy, well, then you win anyways. Yeah. They're fucking crazy.
Like, that's sus.
Yeah. That's how my brain works on the matter. Like, it's just not. And I understand a lot of it is algorithmic based. Like, a lot, the algorithm works against us all the time, where it's not going to allow certain phrase words out.
It's even hard to find, like, the initial accounts on TikTok. A lot of the things that you see are secondhand, where people have clipped the original videos and used them for their own content. It's hard to find the originals because we were going to put some sound clips in here, but it was hard to find them without somebody talking over them.
And you could argue, well, they took it down because they were lying. Well, if you're clout chasing, why are you taking it down?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're clout chasing, you want them up so everybody comes to you. And sure, all those comments and stuff might say you're an idiot, you're a liar, whatever the case may be, but the end result is all the same. You still get that traffic to your page.
Yeah.
Because in some of the reels we've been posting, there have basically been people in the comments say you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, we didn't record it. We don't have an opinion on it. We're putting it out there for you to have an opinion on.
Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Like, that's what... social media should be for, you know? Right.
And on top of that, if I, let's say I did have an account and I did post it, it would all, and if I didn't know what happened, I was abducted by an alien, what the fuck happened? And I posted out there and somebody goes, no, Kyle, that wasn't an alien. What actually happened is you went through a form of sleep paralysis. Yeah, whatever. Scientifically explain it to me. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Sick.
Well, that's better than being abducted by an alien. Cool. But you know what? And I'm just trying to make a point that that interaction can be helpful. You know, I don't know. The world's so yes or no.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, man.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. I'm down for full-scale alien invasion.
I have a couple more theories. I know we're getting close on time.
No, we can go forever. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Because I was trying to get them to manifest in Walmart the other day.
I wish they'd manifest in my fucking job.
I was hoping for Walmart because that's where I was at. My wife's like, you're nuts. You really want them to be here? I'm like, yeah. I am trying to John McClane my ass right now.
This guy I work with, Caleb, came up and he's always asking me about like the latest conspiracy theory or paranormal subject. And he's like, Miami Mall aliens, what do you think about it? I said, I don't know if they're real or not, but if they are, I hope they're fucking hungry.
Let's get it.
Way. But I heard a theory that we all know that there's a possibility that our government is working with whatever these things are.
For sure.
There was a theory going around that this outbreak broke out, and this was a test in using these beings as a form of crowd control.
I can see it.
Once all the shit and chaos starts, these things walk through a portal and everybody forgets about what store they're robbing or where they're shooting fireworks at or what gangs are fighting each other. They're seeing these things and they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And everybody disperses.
It could, and my brain's been wondering that too as we have dove through this episode tonight. I mean, we did have some other things like the list breakthrough, a couple of other things happen. Because a question, you know, you would ask yourself, okay, if this wasn't aliens at all, why did this story catch fire like it did?
Yeah.
Why did it catch fire?
How many other outbreaks of essentially riots or violence or whatnot have we had
in the past 3 years that did not spark?
Yeah, in the past 10 years. Nobody ever goes and says, hey, this was caused by aliens. This was caused by interdimensional beings. This was caused by shadow people.
Yeah, here's footage of it too.
Yeah, I think that's sus.
It definitely is. It definitely is. And I'm not saying that this is one where, I mean, I'm banking on some type of being down there. That's where I'm at. I've been there, but I'm trying to like rationalize like how it broke out so big. I mean, I guess you could come up with logical explanations for it. Like people hungry for a damn viral video, you know, and there's all types of things, but the world is so crazy anymore. It could be our government creating some type of deception tactic outside of the list. There might be something more fucked up going on.
Yeah,
but it is weird timing with the congressional hearing that was however many days ago.
Yesterday, where they're talking about interdimensional beings and everybody that walked out of that motherfucker looked like their whole worldview was shook.
And that's what I'm saying. Like that's bizarre timing to say the least.
Yeah.
And it does kind of make me feel like me and Steve have talked about it. It's coming to a point where they have to start acknowledging because something's coming. Something's happening.
Yep. That's where my last theory kind of goes is disclosure. You hear about two types of disclosure. There's trickle-down disclosure where things are released a little bit at a time. And then you hear catastrophic disclosure where
I'm down with catastrophic.
The phenomena shows up and no one knows what to do. Like it changes everyone. And I was doing a little research on that. Like what does it matter? And I stumbled upon
what do you mean by what does it matter? Which way it gets disclosed?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If it's going to change regardless, what does it matter? And I stumbled upon this guy on TikTok who was talking about it. And he's made a very good point about the phenomenon. He says in a lot of cases, you see experiencers that experience whatever the phenomena is, UFOs, aliens, interdimensional beings, ghosts, whatever, their lives go one or two ways. You have what they call the hitchhiker effect, which is a big, it is linked a lot to Skinwalker Ranch, right? People go out there and experience this, and when they get back home, whatever it was has followed them. You get it in paranormal investigations. You get it in abductee accounts. They get home and then you have poltergeist activity take off. You have people seeing shadow beings. You have people like from Skinwalker Ranch, people were seeing fucking werewolves. You have people seeing the Men in Black.
On top of that, real quick, while my brain is fucking rolling, this hitchhiker effect, it also doesn't, and you think about it, it doesn't even have to be an actual, it following you anywhere. Think about what you just said about how it changes people. Whenever you have, like, we talk about it all the time. There's a huge difference in believing and experiencing. You and me can believe all fucking day long. It's a whole nother thing when we see an interdimensional being manifest right behind us.
Yeah, walking in and out of portals.
So think about that. When that person leaves Skinwalker Ranch with his new testimony, his new experience, he is a changed person. So now he's going to live the rest of his life with the absolute uncertain, unwavering knowledge that interdimensional beings are real. Henceforth, he is now, in a way, his consciousness is now connected to that being. Because we always talk about consciousness and you putting that shit out in the ether, it goes somewhere. It manifests power to something. So now, this, because they talk about with religion too. Like, you can't, with religion, it's faith. Like, you have to, it's cemented in your fucking brain. Like, this is the, like, I 100% believe God is real, right? It plays a role across the board. So I'm very curious about the hitchhiker thing, but it just made me think that even if it doesn't follow him, it does change him.
Yeah.
Change said person for the rest of their life.
Yep. And okay, so you have the hitchhiker effect where it's all this negative attention that is brought on by encountering the phenomenon. On the flip side of that, you have a thing called acquired savant effect.
The fuck is that?
Where people who
sound smart.
Where people who have encountered the phenomenon, were an abductee, had an encounter with a religious deity, they all of a sudden begin to have sort of these psychic abilities, sort of like they're almost like X-Men.
Oh, that's weird.
They can see, they get premonitions. They can
be Wolverine.
Auras. They can speak languages that they never spoke before.
That'd be cool.
So it's when you have this trickle down disclosure, you get little nuggets of this, right? That can be completely handled. When you have catastrophic disclosure where these things just showed up, you're going to have half of the population seeing werewolves and shadow entities, and shout out to Tony the Nephilim walking around.
Right.
And then you're going to have the other half that's almost superpowered, seeing the future, you know, being able to read people's consciousness. If this all happens at one big time, like, that's going to be fucking chaos.
I'm for it. I'm with that.
So it makes me wonder if this was all planned to see what happens when they use a semi-larger test group. You know, kind of like the Miracle of Fatima. Kind of like the Phoenix Lights.
I like it.
Where they use bigger, because if you look at the Miracle of Fatima, there was 10,000 people there. A third of them saw the Virgin Mary, which is positive. It's awesome.
Yeah.
A third of them saw a UFO. And then a third of them didn't see shit.
Right.
So it makes me wonder if this was a ploy at sort of a bigger test group of disclosure, especially now, because this is the first real, like, not big story since governmental disclosure, because you had Las Vegas, which was, well, we shot down the damn UFOs at the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you had Las Vegas, 7 to 10 foot tall entities. You had Peru, 7 to 10 foot tall entities and people in jetpacks. You had the woman on the plane. Motherfucker ain't real. Like, it all is kind of conglomerating.
Bro, there's been
together.
A lot of fucking 7 to 10 foot tall alien beings being reported in the past year.
It makes me wonder if they're
not. It's
way
too fucking weird, and it's way too coincidental for that just to be a coincidence.
Because if the police stopped everybody there enough to erase their phones, it would be easy for them to take information of everybody and then watch to see what happens, to see how this affects people.
Oh, yeah.
So my brain just kind of went that way. Could this be some sort of bigger pool disclosure event to see where people, to see if how this affects people? Because if you...
Well, and dude, on top of that, with the way everything got described, you know, with the microwave fucking weird thing, the entities kind of... Because it kind of seems like the entities are more or less this... I know there have been conflicting reports here and there of like gray, silverish beings, shadowish beings, but it almost sounds like everything is kind of semi-transparent. It has this transparency to it that makes people feel like it's a shadow or it's a this or it's a that. I'm not going to rule out the possibility that this wasn't some type of fucking straight-up test of a technology that we don't know there. And it kind of feeds off what you were just saying about some type of test control shit. It could be our own people manifesting
100%
holograms in this bitch to see what would happen, to give that taste of blue beam. Just like we've had the UFO grandma write in that time about the
Deities in the sky.
Deities in the sky and shit.
Yep.
Right? I don't know. I know technology is way more advanced than we could even probably dream of. And I know that whatever happened down there was fucking weird.
Yeah.
Regardless. And like Steve said, and like I've said, at the end of the day, cases that are easily dismissed get easily dismissed, in my opinion.
Yep. And for all of us that weren't in Miami that night, we were not there. We do not know the account.
100%.
The only thing we can do is take in the accounts of people that said that they were there and try to weed through them.
Yeah, and because you know what? Here's how my mind operates, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I think about sometimes. Do you realize that, at least this is the way my brain can see it, I could sit here and accept the fact, it could be 100% fact, that I actually don't know what's going on in California at all whatsoever. That motherfucker could be on fire, burnt to the ground right now, and I would have no idea. Why? I could get on my phone all day long and look at supposed people from California, look at California Now, but that could all be curated fucking bullshit from years ago. You know what I mean? Because all they got to do is change up the algorithm. I mean, look at some of these people who claim shadow ban. What's the same fucking thing?
Yep.
You could literally stop everybody from California
from posting,
sending anything out into the fucking world.
Hey, remember when that happened in D.C. or New York a couple years ago?
I think that's why I think about it sometimes.
Yep. I don't know.
Or look at Korea. They make it look like it's this great little town whenever they do allow people in, but it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Yep. I don't know, holocult. I just thought we would hop on here, me and Kyle, and kind of give our two cents on the matter, which, I mean, we don't know one way from the other.
No,
it could have been a bunch of unruly teens. We don't
know. Bro, I am down with them being here.
Yeah.
I could not be more fucking serious about that either.
Hey, anybody that's got the government scared is friends in my book.
I'm going to have to start growing my hair out a little bit so I can slick it back You gotta get me some white tank tops.
True, true.
And start kicking ass.
So that's your avatar, John McClane, on my phone.
Yeah. Yours is Nick Cage from Con Air.
Good. At least we dress the same.
Yeah. Facts.
But yeah, that's kind of our take on it. I know everybody's putting their opinions in the hat, so I figured we would too.
Here's ours, and I feel tapped on it. Like, I feel like everything that I wanted to say or could say is now out there.
Yep, we're curious to see what you think. Yeah. That being said, thanks for hanging out with us. Hope your work week is great. It is going to be a cold one this week, so stay bundled, Hollow Cult. Check us out at all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Come and hang out with us. Join the Hollow Cult. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and if you're an experiencer of the phenomenon and you have the hitchhiker effect or acquired savant effect, please shout us out and let us know.